President Biden is in Brussels for the NATO summit, the second stop on his first foreign trip as president. He spoke of the importance of NATO at the military alliance's headquarters in Brussels this morning.
NATO is critically important for U.S. interest in and of itself. If there weren't one, we'd have to invent one.
NPR's Frank Langford has been our eyes and ears on this presidential trip. So, Frank, you say the big story at this NATO meeting will be the focus on China and Russia. It seems to make sense, but say more.
Yeah. So, Robin, what's really interesting about NATO is it was built more than 70 years ago to deter the Soviet Union. And since the collapse of communism in the early 90s, periodically, there's been a question about what its purpose is. Now, Jens Stoltenberg, he's the NATO Secretary General. He came out today and said, we're here to address global competition and everybody's on board. And one of the things he really focused on, really for the first time, Robin, was China. And this is what he said.
China's growing influence and international policies presents challenges to alliance security. We are concerned by China's coercive policies. China is rapidly expanding its nuclear arsenal. We also remain concerned about China's use of disinformation.
So until about 18 months ago, if you were looking at NATO, major NATO documents, you actually would have never seen China mentioned at all. And this is a real shift, and it's clearly been pushed by President Biden and the way that he sees the world, as he says, increasingly competition between autocracies like China and Russia and democracies like the United States.
And the rest of NATO doesn't seem to agree with this push by Biden.
They're more hesitant about this, Robin. I'll give you an example. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he showed up in Brussels today. Of course, he was hosting the G7 out in Cornwall in southeast western England. And he said, you know, nobody's looking for a new Cold War here, but also want to be able to negotiate with China on issues like climate change and arms control. And I think the other thing that's different, it's important for everyone to remember, is China's not the Soviet Union. It is deeply integrated in the world economy. And so a lot of countries in Europe want to continue to do business with China. So it's a bit more of a dilemma for them.
Yeah, I just want to look back for a second to the G7 meeting, the meeting of the wealthiest democracies. Did China, was it an issue there?
It was. And again, I would say this was a bit of a diplomatic win for President Biden, who is pushing China. What we saw is a statement at the end calling out China for human rights violations in Xinjiang, you know, the far northwestern province, incarceration of Uyghurs, essentially, repression of democracy in Hong Kong. And also, this would really make China unhappy, the calling of an investigation for the origins of the coronavirus in China.
Yeah. And back to NATO this week, looming over this meeting for Biden is his one on one meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday in Geneva. Russia clearly an issue for NATO countries. You know, they're on Russia's doorstep. How is NATO dealing with the threat seen that Russia poses?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And one reason it's important to think that from a European perspective, China's very far away, and they've been dealing with Russia or the Soviet Union for many, many decades. One thing that Stoltenberg said is that actually he says relations now with Russia are the worst since the end of the Cold War. And he cited Russian aggression in Ukraine and Georgia, and also obviously the poisonings we had some years back here, a former Russian spy and his daughter here in England. And what he's saying is they've been bolstering battle groups in Eastern Europe, spending a lot more money in general, and particularly since the annexation of Crimea by Russia in 2014, which frankly breathed life into NATO. At that point in 2014, NATO wasn't entirely sure exactly what its purpose might be going forward.
And just briefly, what about Afghanistan? The U.S. pulling out this year, the NATO mission there dates back to the 9/11 attacks.
Yeah. Nobody celebrating that today, of course. Stoltenberg said that NATO will continue to provide advice and financial support to security forces. They're working to make sure that they secure the international airport after NATO leaves. And, of course, there's a lot of concern that the Taliban is just growing stronger and stronger.
Yeah. And very briefly, your sense of how different the vibe might be at this summit. Joe Biden is president. Former President Trump disparaged the alliance.
Yeah, night and day. I mean, you remember particularly the image to me was President Trump actually pushing the Prime Minister Montenegro out of the way, right? Today, everybody's so much more relaxed, jovial, and it seemed like all the NATO member leaders were just exhaling.
There you go. NPR's Frank Langfitt with those NATO leaders. Thank you so much.
Hey, great to talk, Robin.